U.S. troops clashed with Shiite Muslim militiamen outside the city of Kufa in southern Iraq today. There are reports from hospitals of 5 dead and at least 14 wounded. Kufa is just east of Najaf, the holy city that's become the focus of confrontations between the U.S. occupation authority and the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. About 2,500 American troops have set up positions on the outskirts of Najaf to back up demands that Sadr surrender and disband his militia. Senior Shiite clergy have been negotiating with Sadr, but there is no sign of an imminent solution to the standoff. There were also negotiations in Fallujah today. American military and civilian representatives met with an Iraqi delegation.
U.S. Marines surrounded the city earlier this month after 4 American defense contractors were killed and their bodies mutilated in Fallujah. The Marines halted offensive operations a week ago to allow for ceasefire talks, but today's meeting was the first direct contact between the two sides. Reporter Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS is embedded with a unit of the 1st Marine Division in Fallujah, and he joins us now. Eric, what can you tell us about the meeting today? Where did it take place and who took part?
The meeting took place at a large Marine base. It's about 12 miles east of Fallujah. The Iraqi delegation included members of the Islamic Party in Fallujah, several civic leaders, as well as some local sheikhs and tribal leaders. So this was quite an important group. On the other side of the table were sitting the deputy administrator for the Coalition Provisional Authority. That's Richard Jones. He's basically the number 2 man in Iraq, underneath Paul Bremer. At his side were some of the Marine commanders. So they were looking for a little bit of common ground, and there were a few positive steps.
Well, what inkling did you get that there was some progress made here?
Well, the biggest concrete step that was taken today was that the U.S. forces have agreed to reposition the Marines a little bit further away from the main Iraqi hospital. This will allow more people to get in and out of that place. They've also sent in teams to sort of clean up the hospital. It's been very run down, and they've just been overwhelmed with casualties from what we understand. So trying to ease access into the civilian hospital. On the other hand, the Iraqi civilian leaders in Fallujah have agreed to put more pressure on their security forces inside the city to try to control these insurgents that continue to attack the Marines.
And if that scenario were to play out, is it your sense that the Marines would withdraw from Fallujah?
The Marines aren't quite ready to give up their territory. They fought quite hard to get in there. They feel they've cleared out patches. They've captured a lot of weapons, a lot of bombs. They've found evidence of foreign fighters. So I'm not quite sure that's going to happen just yet.
You know, Eric, when we talked a couple of days ago, the ceasefire was in effect, but it seemed to be a ceasefire really in name only. It sounded like there was a lot of fighting that was still going on. Is that still the case?
Well, up until a few hours ago, that was the case. There were gunfights. There's mortars that continue to hit the camps in and around Fallujah. As I look right now, there's mortaring that's actually those are rockets, so I may have to look for another place to talk to you. And so the goal of the civilian authorities, especially Richard Jones, was to make sure that these civil leaders control these insurgents to have a true ceasefire, and we'll have to wait and see if that really happens.
Eric, we're hearing something behind you. Can you describe what that fire, where that fire is coming from and where it's headed?
Well, it appeared to... there is a warning system here at the base that sort of goes off when incoming rounds do come into this area. This is one of the camps that does get... It's a larger base. Well, there it goes right now. Stand by.
Eric, what does that siren mean?
We've just been given a warning now to look for some shelter. Sometimes these mortar rounds are, you know, a mile or so away. Other times they're a lot closer. So I'm going to look for some shelter now.
And we're going to let you go. Eric, thank you very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
Eric Kneeler with member station KPBS is embedded with a unit of the 1st Marine Division in Fallujah.